know that South Africa is one of the guarantors through the role that was assigned to five African Union member states, known as the C5s. And the C5 always have the role to make sure that the revitalized peace agreement was implemented. Yes, the issue of elections is always discussed, and implementation of the revitalized peace agreement is always being discussed whenever a visitor comes to the country, especially South Africa, in that capacity of C5.
As you know, Minister, there's some disagreement between President Salva Kiir, your government, and also the First Vice President Riek Machar. There's an argument that your government has not done enough to provide the necessary means, for example, the resources needed to have the election, but yet you are insisting that the elections must take place. What did your president tell President Ramaphosa about this?
I really don't understand how we insist. The opposition, the point I'm trying to get here is when you say your government. So the government is both our government, both of us with the opposition, we share the same government, and we also share the agreement, and also we share the same responsibilities. The implementation of the revitalized peace agreement was not only the work of the government, it was our work, all of us as parties. You know very well that this agreement ended the lifespan of the revitalized peace agreement in 2023. We were supposed to go for the elections. It was the agreement itself that directs us, and we have to follow it to the letter and spirit, as people always say. And that is why we came up with something called the roadmap. And the roadmap also, they gave 24 months, including the year 2023 up to the year 2024. And the year 2024 is when we are talking about the elections. It is not about we as a government, because here in South Sudan, both government that you call government, or we just better rather call it parties, that let us have another 24 months, which we have now. And these 24 months also are coming to an end this coming December. So the meaning of roadmap, it was a road to urge all of us now to go for elections. So it is not we that you call the government. It was the agreement, all the parties giving themselves 24 months. Then after 24 months, then the country had to be taken for elections. That is what it is.
So, Minister, are you telling me that your government, as you say, that President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar assure the South African president that the election will take place in South Sudan as scheduled for this year?
Exactly. Elections will take place as is scheduled this year. His Excellency Cyril Ramaphosa, when he was in the country, he met all the political parties. He also met one-to-one with Dr. Riek Machar. And then he also had one-to-one with His Excellency the President, Salva Kiir Mayardit. And that is it, because now this is what the agreement says. All the political parties in South Sudan are accountable to this agreement, and the final stage will come in December. So we are going according to the stages of the agreement, and nobody is bringing anything from outside.
Minister, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to speak with you always.
Thank you, James.